Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Continue to send in your golf advice for our good buddy there, Jake Murren. Gardo's getting a series underway against the A's this weekend to talk about the state of the Gardo's and some of the different things we're contending on here, including not just going to talk about big league club, we can talk about the minor leagues as well. Justin Latta joins us of the Locked On Guardians podcast in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Justin, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Nick, how's it going? First time, not first time, but long time.
Yeah, people don't know this. You were one of our, OG interns, right?
Yeah, it's been almost a decade now, over a decade, actually.
I was going to say, I think it was it 2013? I don't know, time is a flat circle.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it where I'm at today. Trust me, it's been a long time.
Well, I'm older than you, so I get to play the I don't even want to think about it card. Now, I do, so are you a golfer?
I am not. My advice was going to be play a scramble and don't ask me because you'll be there for 5 hours. I'm sure Jake's a great guy to hang out with, but if you ask me to golf with you, we'll be there for 5 hours and we'll piss a lot of people off.
So the scramble thing's really smart. I do think, unless you just are naturally have some sort of proclivity towards golf, the first 10 times you golf, you're just there for fun and play best ball. Like, let's take it easy on yourself because otherwise you will end up hating this sport. Earlier in the show, Justin, Jake and I got into it because he felt like the Giants series did nothing for him in terms of changing where he's at, where I just needed a win. I just needed a series win. Where are the Guardians post a tremendous series win drought into you won one against the Giants?
It's a good win. I mean, any series win, I think you got to take baby steps from where they were at, right? They were definitely in a funk before that series. Offensively, I have to say Jake's right. They didn't really do a whole lot offensively. Like, outside of the big three and homer from Daniel Sheeman, you didn't do a ton of good things offensively. Some guys did some good things. Some guys continued to be in a hole. I mean, Jose Ramirez didn't have a great series. They need Stephen Kwan like an all-star in order to win. So, yeah, as far as offense is concerned, they didn't turn anything around. The pitching's good, though, except for some of the weird bullpen choices. But overall, the pitching continues to be good, and you can be encouraged about that because – they don't got to score so many runs if the pitching is good.
I made the comparison earlier, Justin, that I felt like Matt Festa is essentially the Steve Vogt version that Brian Shaw was for Tito Francona. A fair comparison or no?
It seems like that. That's exactly what I thought last night, too. I said going to Matt Festa 3 games in a row definitely felt very Tito Brian Shaw-esque. Maybe they had a good game of cribbage out on the road or whatever card game they like to play. But that was definitely a choice.
Justin, kind of given it what he was, so I don't think anybody going 3 straight games in the same situation for a guy who's there. He's not a bad pitcher, but he's there. He's okay. He's definitely something that was criticized a lot yesterday. I'm just curious because people then took it the one step further. Because the Guardians are 1 game above 500, there's this narrative forming that Stephen Vogt is having a sophomore slump. Do you agree or disagree with that conversation?
I mean, he is a second-year manager who never managed before last year. So this is, I mean, it was only a second year on a big league club on the bench. So yeah, there's still going to be some growing pains for managers. It's no different than a prospect. You know, progress or development is not linear, so the manager could be the same things. He's also got to figure out that he doesn't have the same team as a year ago. I mean, we talk about Terry Francona in a very, very good light here, but if he went back and asked people how he did in his first trip through Philadelphia, you know, it wasn't very pretty. He didn't think he was going to get another manager's job after that. So I guess you can buy into a sophomore slump. I think it's just learning your team, and he's learning that the team he has this year isn't the same as it was a year ago, and the circle of trust in the bullpen has changed, and there are injuries or guys going through things. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a growing pain. I think that's fair. I think everybody has to kind of learn on the job, especially when you have the inexperience he has. But he didn't learn, you know, he didn't forget how to manage overnight. The guy was the manager of the year last year. For we give managers and coaches too much credit, too much blame, but, you know, they still were a good team a year ago.
So you mentioned he's trying to figure out this team that clearly wasn't what it was a year ago. We've seen positive signs out of both the bullpen and the starting rotation as the offense continues to blunder. If the Guardians are going to make a postseason run, just how good does the offense have to be?
4 runs is the magic number for them. If you look at their record when they score 4 runs, I think that's kind of the magic number across the league, really. It's going to depend on who you're matched up against. If you're matched up against teams with high-octane offenses like the Yankees or whoever else, it's going to be really tough for you to do that. And the offense is going to have to be good because the bullpen is solid. Like Class A, I know he's had his hiccups recently, and in San Francisco he wasn't the greatest, and he hasn't been good at the start of the year. But for a while there, he really had to figure things out. I think he'll be fine. Cade Smith, you know, is still pretty good. I don't know if he's as good as he was a year ago, but that's maybe an unrealistic ask. Hunter Gaddis has been fine. He's had a few slip-ups lately, but he's overall fine. And after that, their bullpen is a lot lighter than it was a year ago, so the offense does need to pick up the slack there. Luckily, the rotation has started to do that, but they have essentially, you know, three and a half hitters right now. It's Jose Ramirez, it's Stephen Kwan most days, it's Carlos Santana some days, and then occasionally it's Kyle Manzardo, but for a large chunk of the season after April, it has not been, and we don't even know when he's going to be in the lineup, truthfully.
I know the Guardians want to put a lot of the onus and the struggles of the young bats on the lack of at-bats, and whether that's in minor leagues or the big league level, and I think that's true to some degree, but yet there's still the glaring problem that they just have not consistently developed enough hitters, and specifically power hitters. Do you have any working theories on why we just haven't been able to do this over the last 3-4 years?
Well, they went in a really all-in approach on the contact thing. That was their draft approach, and it was, you know, in theory, easier to teach guys who can make contact to hit for power versus guys who hit for power but can't make contact. So that was kind of the theory. They made a collection of those types over the last several years. I mean, we saw it, even guys they traded for. Like you go back to the Owen Millers and Tyler Freeman's that they drafted, you know, different guys like that who have those things. I mean, Daniel Sheeman wasn't a guy who was a major leaguer, you know, a couple years ago. He had to reformat his entire game to make it where he was, but they haven't developed anything like that. You get your Stephen Kwans out of that approach. You know, they lucked out with Jose Ramirez that he was just a unicorn, but that's the thing with those types. You're betting on those guys figuring it out. And the problem with those types of hitters, you know, you want to go back to like Oscar Gonzalez, right? There's power in the bat, but he chases everything. So you get the John Kenzie Newells who can run into a home run, but they get pitched, you know, outside and they chase everything. So they haven't really found that balance of hitters where you've got guys who have good approaches at the plate, but can also grow into some power. I think that's where they're really lacking is the approach thing. But judging a hit tool is by far the hardest thing to do when it comes to acquiring prospects or drafting. They've done a better job of acquiring guys from outside their organization with that, if you want to go back to guys like Josh Naylor for a while. But as far as amateur development, it's a really hard thing to evaluate.
So the Guardians and all Guardians fans practically clamoring for this point to see some combination of Chase DeLauder and CJ Kafis. Why aren't they in the major leagues, and how far away should we expect it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
To take.
I mean, I think for Chase DeLauder, it's just a matter of health. He just recently played 3 games in a row for the first time all season, so he's not playing tonight. I know a lot of people were, or every time he's not in the lineup in Columbus, everybody's wondering if he's getting called up. So he just finally played 3 games in a row for the first time, and they also had a quasi doubleheader yesterday, so they're getting him some rest. I think it's, for Chase DeLauder, it's really about volume. Everything looks good at AAA right now. He's hitting, the approach is good, he's just got to stay on the field. So I think once they build his volume up, there's really no reason he couldn't be up unless they really, really want to hang on to this Nolan Jones thing, which, you know, he's shown good signs, but everybody in this offense has shown, you know, a good 3-4-5-game stretch, like Bo Naylor, too, and has kind of fallen back into the same habits, unfortunately. The C.J. Capus thing is a little more difficult to me because there's not really an ideal fit because you have to decide, like, what you're doing with Kyle Manzardo, right? They're platooning Manzardo and Fry, and they're trying to get Fry to be what he was a year ago, and that hasn't happened yet, understandably so. You got Carlos Santana. They've tried C.J. Capus in the outfield. You know, he's not any worse of a defender in the outfield than Jonathan Rodriguez, if you ask me. But the problem is he's also left-handed. If he was right-handed, he'd be a perfect fit right now. But I don't think he's like a guy that you're like, we can put him in the outfield 5 days a week and be fine. But they also don't mind playing Nolan Jones in center. So I don't think defense is also the question either. So I think it's about fit. But I also think there's some more red flags in Capus's profile. Like, he expands the zone a little more than DeLauder does, so that's going to get him a little more trouble at the major league level, I think. And he's probably more of a platoon guy. And you got to look at the home road splits, too. A, there's a big gap between the AAA and major league pitching, and B, Huntington Park in Columbus is a hitter's haven. So I'd have to go back and look at the stats specifically, but I know some guys are performing much better in Columbus than they are on the road. But DeLauder, there should be a fit soon. Capus, it just depends on the length they want to go with Nolan Jones and how comfortable they are with him in the outfield.
Justin, it's interesting you said something there that there are a lot of young guys that, and by the way, even one or two that aren't with a big league team anymore that have shown signs, right? And if we run through some of the names, Rocchio, Martinez, Manzardo, Arias, Naylor, Schneeman, John Kensie, I'm probably losing a few extra names here as well, and yet none of them have punched through. None of them. If we just build that list of guys who've got the talent but haven't punched through yet, is there a guy or two that you're most confident will eventually tear off and all of a sudden we got an everyday player on our hands?
I mean, out of that entire group you listed there, I would probably say it's Angel Martinez. I think there's enough combination of contact there. I don't like the approach overall. It's very aggressive. He does chase a lot. But you can see what he does with the bat when he makes contact, and he can hit all over the field and run, and he's versatile defensively. He can hit lefties. He's still trying to figure out hitting righties, ironically. But I think there's enough tools there to make him interesting. I still kind of view him as a super utility guy. I kind of look at him like Willie Castro, who also ironically was, you know, an ex-Indians prospect. I could see that kind of role working out for him. The rest of the guys, to me, none of them really have standout tools. That's the problem, is a lot of these guys have 45s and 50s if you're looking at the 2080 scouting scale. And those things are fine, but if you don't have one real impact tool to fall back on, as soon as like you're have the inability to make contact or have a good approach, everything is, you know, everything goes out the window and all you're relying on is you know, speed and defense, which those guys have, but they need more impact on the offensive side of the ball.
Justin, great stuff, man. You kill it with the Locked On Guardians podcast. You guys have developed a great following there, and I think you're a place that Guardians fans go because they trust what you guys do, and I just want to say congrats on all that. Proud of here, because I'll totally claim you for 92.3 The Fan, former interns, and really great stuff, bud.
Yeah, appreciate it, Nick, and glad to have you back in Cleveland, trust me.
Well, thank you so much. Justin Latta there, Locked On Guardians. What?
Nothing. I didn't say
you
anything.
You and Mac exchanged a look. Now I'm in the Peterlin role. All of a sudden, I'm like, what was that look about? Justin on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff. Check out the Locked On Guardians podcast. We'll react to Justin and what they got right and what they got wrong. About 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.